Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Student activists, the Public Lands Action Summit is coming up. Make your voices heard. Are you a high school and college student activist who cares about wild lands and wants to fight for their protection? By attending the summit, you'll gain the knowledge and skills to help win permanent protection for these magnificent and threatened lands. You'll learn how to work with media, talk to your elected officials, and plan long-term campaigns to win their support for wildlands protections. When the weekend is over, you will take these skills home with you to help build your community. The summit will focus on three of the most vital public lands battles in the nation, the 9.1 million acres of Utah's spectacular Red Rock Canyon country under attack by mining and off-road vehicle abuse, the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge threatened by oil drilling and home to polar bears, caribou, and the Gwich'in First Nation, and our remaining national forest heritage owned by all Americans and endangered by commercial logging and road building. This event will be the perfect opportunity for you or your group to discuss local issues with your congressperson or senator, so come prepared. Last year, we had a group hand-deliver over 200 letters to their representative. The summit takes place March 1st through 5th, Friday evening through Tuesday evening. Participants will schedule meetings with their representatives and senators for Monday and Tuesday, the 4th and 5th, in Washington, D.C. Food and lodging are included with the registration fee. The Public Lands Action Summit is still being talked about with starry-eyed glee by last year's participants. This is the only event where students can come together and learn the key issues and skills in the wilderness movement from national environmental leaders, both students like you and top environmental organizers on Capitol Hill. At the end of the summit, participants will be empowered to achieve lasting change for the environment, and in meetings with Congress on Monday and Tuesday, March 4th and 5th, they'll immediately test their skills and win new support for wilderness protection. Less than a year ago, 150 students from 36 states descended on Washington, D.C. They came from high schools and colleges, from cities, suburbs, and small towns. Thanks to your energy and passion, 10 new representatives and senators became new co-sponsors of our wilderness bills. We took the fight back home, waging strategic campaigns to get even more co-sponsors. We did great work, but we haven't won yet. Now it's a new Congress, and it's time for round three. To get more information or to register for the Public Lands Action Summit, call 1-888-JOIN-SSC. That's 1-888-JOIN-SSC. Or print the registration form online at the Sierra Student Coalition's website. That's www.ssc.org. Once again, that's www.ssc.org. for the Public Lands Action Summit, taking place in Washington, D.C., March 1st through 5th. Be there. Also coming up is the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference being held in Eugene, Oregon, March 7th through 10th. The E-Law Conference provides an opportunity for the leaders and activists within the environmental movement to meet and chart strategies for the upcoming year. Now in its 20th year, the conference unites more than 3,000 attorneys, activists, scientists, and students with concerned citizens from around the globe to share their experience and expertise. Over 100 panels will cover a wide range of issues, including overpopulation, green politics, bioengineering, dam removal, indigenous rights, land exchanges, tactics and strategies of direct action, animal research, endangered species, fire suppression, and ending the federal timber sale program. For more information, contact the conference at www.pielc.uoregon.edu. That's www.pielc.uoregon.edu. That's the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference being held in Eugene, Oregon, March 7th through 10th.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come advise in the